AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. 20 million cases around the world. That's the latest tally of COVID-19, according to Johns Hopkins University. Their tally finds about two-thirds of those 20 million infections were reported in the U.S., India, and Brazil. The number's likely higher because many people don't even show symptoms. The U.S. has seen more than 5 million cases and 163,000 deaths. President Trump says they'll consider a state situation before enforcing a requirement that states pick up 25% of the cost of an extended unemployment benefit. The AP's Lisa Mascaro reports many states are cash-strapped.
They are losing tax revenue because, you know, people aren't shopping, they're not paying their sales taxes. People might be deferring some of their other regular taxes because they are a hard hit. And of course, states are paying enormous outlays because of all the additional costs, the coronavirus, you know, everything from overtime for all the essential workers.
President Trump's coronavirus briefing was disrupted when a Secret Service agent removed him from the briefing room. He was taken to a secure area after a shooting by the Secret Service near the White House. Chicago's mayor is expressing outrage over the looting early this morning following a police-involved shooting of a suspect.
Mayor Lori Lightfoot says this was not a protest.
This was straight-up felony criminal conduct.
President Trump recently ordered more federal agents to Chicago.
We do not need federal troops in Chicago.
Further escalating tension is a video circulating on Facebook that falsely claimed Chicago police had shot and killed a 15-year-old boy. I'm Ed Donahue.
A derecho caused significant damage across central Iowa. That storm roared across several states. The Dow gained 358 points. The NASDAQ was lower today. This is AP News. Cooking star Rachel Ray may be burned out of her home.
A Rachel Ray spokesman says the extent of the damage to Ray's home in a rural area of Lake Luzerne, New York, is not clear. Local fire authorities say as many as 16 fire departments responded to the fire, which started at 5:30 p.m. on Sunday and lasted until about 3 a.m. Monday. Ray tweeted her thanks to first responders and says she's grateful for what she has, not what she's lost. Ray and her husband have been filming her show Stay Home with Rachel 2 days a week from their home since April. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
President Trump says his acceptance speech for the Republican presidential nomination will be held either at the White House or the Gettysburg Battlefield in Pennsylvania. Both sites are federal property, which does raise legal and ethical issues for their use for a political event. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.